Federal officials say they're yanking high-speed rail funds from Wisconsin and sending the money to rail projects in other states. Governor-elect Walker says he would have preferred transferring the cash into fixing Wisconsin roads and bridges, but overall calls the decision a victory since he didn't want train service between Milwaukee and Madison. Walker says the next step should be to get the new Congress to boost road money for Wisconsin.
My hope is in the future, when the Congress takes up a new transportation bill, they're going to put a greater emphasis on the true needs that we have in Wisconsin and across this country, and that's fixing our crumbling roads and bridges.
The executive director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin sees things differently. Robert Craig says good luck getting new road money from Washington.
I do not think that, given what's going on in Congress and with the amount of debt that's being run up, that there's a likelihood of a very large amount of extra money for roads and bridges. And I don't think that's mutually exclusive anyway with the train money, that this investment is a once every couple decades kind of thing.
Craig also disagrees with Scott Walker's contention that the way to create sustainable jobs is to reduce government spending and come to the aid of small businesses. Craig says tax cuts for business owners don't always lead to more jobs. Citizen Action, the state AFL-CIO, and other pro-rail groups still plan rallies in Milwaukee next week in hopes Governor-elect Walker will change his mind about high-speed rail and get the White House to reverse yesterday's decision. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.